The Lord be with you.
And with
your. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In his writings on today's scriptures, Father Thomas Clancy, no relation to the other author, Thomas Clancy, writes about a river, or at least the beginnings of a river over in Ireland. And I quote, "On a cold January day, standing in the rain in the innermost reaches of the forest of Galgane Barra, it was hard to visualize that the little rivulets forming before one's eyes were the source of the River Lee. From this small beginning, the river gathers strength, carves out a valley route, generates electricity, harbors salmon, supplies water to towns and villages, creates the port of Cork, and generally nurtures life as it flows seawards. From this apparently insignificant beginning, a river is born that enriches so many lives, most of whom never advert to its presence." He goes on to explain that something very similar happens to each and every one of us Christians. A seed is planted in love. A child is born. Rivulets of faith coalesce to tune a heart to hear God's call. A generous, if tentative, response prepares the way for a deeper call and a more courageous response. Unfortunately, sometimes that call is not heeded, and a stream of goodness dries up. But he goes on to write that God is a persistent lover, and that no matter how insignificant or how late it may seem to be, each answered call of God can be a wellspring of faith and love, touching many hearts and many lives. Today's gospel recounts how St. John the Baptist, in fulfilling his own life's role, came to recognize the chosen one of God. And then himself, he was led to martyrdom, but not before he had pointed out the Messiah to Andrew and John, the first disciples. Our life's vocation is very, very similar. Though and through daily fidelity, we come to recognize our Lord Jesus and point him out to those who do not know him, so that together we may become a stream of peace and goodness and love, enriching the world in our own time.